He is the failed organizer of the Chicago Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression, the executive director of the National Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression, a mentor to so many people all across the country on how to fight for liberation. Everybody put your hands together, give some love to Frank Chapman.
All right. I'm gonna make it short, because there's gonna be a lot of speakers. We didn't come down here just to talk, we also came down here to act. Yeah. To those of you who have been waiting, we say the time for waiting is over. The time to fight is now. There's rebellion going on in this country, in all 50 states. Yeah. And what is the Chicago City Council doing? What are they doing? They're sitting on their rusty dusties. They're not doing anything. We're out here today to make some very specific demands. We want an all-elected, all-civilian Police Accountability Council. And when do we want it? We want it now. We want it right damn now. All right? The City Council and the Mayor, we say the time for inaction is over. It's time to enact CPAC now. Time to enact it now. And what do we mean by community control of the police? What do we mean? We mean that we, the people, have the final voice, the decisive voice, in saying who polices our communities and how our communities are police. Who, that means no more racist cops. That's what who means. How? Defund. We need to be in charge of that. I don't trust them to defund the police, do you? We need to defund them. We need to defund them, and we need to regulate them out of existence. So when I say CPAC, you say fight back. CPAC! 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 And we don't get it. If we don't get it, if we don't get it, if we don't get it,
shut it down.
Right on.
Our next speaker is an alderman. He's been with us, been a strong supporter of CPAC in City Council, because it's very easy to make promises when you're a politician, but he's actually been living up to those promises. Give a round of applause, give your love to Alderman Carlos Rosa.
Good morning! It is so beautiful to be out here with you all today, demanding community control of the police, demanding justice for all those murdered by racist police, and saying Black Lives Matter. Saying Black Trans Lives Matter. And you can't say Black Lives Matter, you can't say Black Trans Lives Matter if you're not serious about community control of the police. If you're not serious about defunding and disbanding the police. Now, this movement for the Civilian Police Accountability Council started many years ago. It started because people that were victims of police violence and police torture. It started because people in our neighborhood said enough. We want to ensure that we have a democratically elected body that has the power to fire and hire the superintendent, that has the power to investigate police misconduct, that has the power to make police policy, that has the power to negotiate with the corrupt police union, that has the power to ensure that we get the justice that we deserve. But we didn't just stop there. They also said we want the power to set the budget of the police. And that is so critically important in this moment. As tens of thousands of Chicagoans, if not hundreds of thousands of Chicagoans, actually I'm wrong, it's over 100,000 Chicagoans in the last several weeks have taken to the streets to demand CPAC and community control of the police. So we have to understand that we will not accept less. That CPAC is our bottom line. That in this moment of abolition movement, CPAC is the compromise. So are we gonna continue marching till we win this ordinance? Yeah. Are we going to continue fighting and calling and lobbying our aldermen until we win this ordinance? We are 19 co-sponsors right now. I know that you all have been so diligent in reaching out to your aldermen to make sure that we get to 26. I know that with your continued support, I know with our people power, we will pass this ordinance and we can get it done sooner than 90 days. We're gonna win justice for working people. We're gonna win justice for black people, and we're gonna stop police crimes. Thank you.
So our next speaker, she strikes fear into the hearts of the FOP. She had Lori Lightfoot, you know, shaking in her boots a few days ago, because she is a tireless freedom fighter. She has been fighting for justice for her nephew for years. So give your love to Arewa.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. So I'm really gonna be short and sweet. I don't have much to say. I think I said it when they introduced me. And they didn't ask me to introduce the group. They asked me to introduce myself. And I took privilege and honor in introducing myself, right? But I will say this, the mayor introduced us as, and someone else brought this to my attention, she introduced us as the Chicago Police Department Use of Force Working Group, and we are not. We are the Use of Force Community Working Group. So I'm being very conscious right now of everything that is happening and about to happen. And my position is co-chair for the first in the city and the country. So they say we made history. They're not making us feel like we made history, but we have made history in that. Our organization should be at the center because we are the most impacted. So yes, my nephew was killed. Yes, I'm going to be angry in that room. Yes, I'm going to speak truth to power. Yes, I will push back because they want to politicize this people's movement, and we're not going to let that happen. Yes, I lifted up CPAC when I was asked not to. They say the mayor is not ready to take a side. I'm like, that's not my problem. That is not my problem. The line has been drawn. Choose your side. I did not waver in that. I said they came to my family when my nephew was first killed. I say, I know there's another group out there, but I know the group that's with the people. I know the group that know me, that know Dorothy Holmes, that know Queen Mother, Amanda Shackelford, that know Mark Clement and the other torture survivors. I know who's out here on the street, who's with the people, who's about the people. So if anybody need to be overseeing the people, it should be these people right here. So CPAC, you have my full support on behalf of the 411 movement for Pierre Lurie, Justice for Families, Women All Points Bulletin. We stand with you. We will continue to lift your voices. I'm gonna continue to show up in them rooms in my trauma body and say what I need to say. And I know, y'all know she was in her feelings. She was so mad at me. I felt heat radiating from my back, but guess what? I didn't care. Be mad. Be mad. But guess what? Be mad with me. Let's put our black girl magic together and make some real happen in this city right now, right? So that's all I have to say to you. You know, you beautiful people today, we're gonna all stay in this struggle, we're gonna all keep up this fight, but they best to be real careful now because the city is still hot. People run, it's gasoline everywhere, and people got matches in their hands. I don't mean like just physical fires burning down. I'm just saying be real careful about what our people are doing to us right now because it's intense. And not just in this city, this country is real intense right now. So that's because they continue not to align themselves with the people, right? So we have to watch the spooks who sit by the door. We have to watch the infiltrators. We have to watch those who will be co-opted. We have to watch them and call them out, expose them. So that's what I'm ready to do. So they didn't let me in the room. They didn't let me in. We fought for that shit. We got it. We in the room now. And in essence, the consent decree, right? The consent decree is in essence a way to control. It truly is, right? So we've been to wrap our brains around it. They say I have an axe to grind. Yeah, yes, I do have one, but if I wanted to grind it that way, I'd be out on the street and I would be looking for Officer Sean Hitz if I wanted to grind it that way. But we have a trial day coming up. That's what my grind is on that strength. I'm doing this for my people because it's bigger than Pierre. Pierre is just like a grain of the sand on the beach. I'm doing it for all those other families who didn't have this, who didn't have this fight that we have now against this oppressive system. So I'm gonna be fair, I'm gonna operate in integrity, But I will always stand in my truth, and I will speak foul to truth. I will speak truth to power, or the empower who they truly are. But that's how I am. I'm standing with CPAC all day, every day. I love y'all. Stay out here in these streets. Keep this struggle going. All power to the correct people. Thank you all for having me today.
Thank you so much.
Would you say something about this demonstration in March?
Well, I think that this is a great demonstration, a great call by the people to demand Lori Lightfoot to not overshadow CPAC. She has done this stuff in the past. Other mayors have done this stuff in the past. They have made vows to at least free torture survivors, and we all know that there's still over 100 Burge torture victims that still remain to linger inside of the prisons, as well as Kavara. And we're looking at a whole new episode of police frame-ups under this Detective Kavara, and that's something that has to change. I think that this is a wake-up call to government, but they're used to it, and they are trying to ignore, but as much as they ignore, we got to scream even louder.
The experts are diluting people power and corrupting it. You mentioned at the rally that you've been appointed to some board. Can you say about that? And briefly, you were a torture victim yourself, spent many years in prison before you were exonerated.
Well, I served 28 years inside of the Illinois Department of Corrections as a juvenile that was sentenced to a natural life. I was charged for 4 counts of murder and an arson, and just literally lingered inside of the prison system until people like Ted Pearson with Chicago Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression decided that they wanted to get involved. And, you know, what I try to do is to motivate people to the fact that it was only 8 people with the Alliance at that particular time. And I think that the importance is, it's not numbers, but it's in your own drive and spirit to keep at it and keep demanding for justice for the people. We have just seen a blanket of injustice by our entire criminal justice system, with elected officials ignoring it and covering up systematic acts of things that the police does. Yes, I am assigned, at least appointed, to the use of executive force, what they call it, community group meetings. And our job is to attempt to reform the excessive force laws. I understand that there will be politician hands involved as well as cops hands involved. But the bottom line of it is, once we are through with the material, we are going to reveal our finished product. Now, what the city does is going to be very important for the people to get up and to demand that the city does not disturb our reforms. But most likely they will disturb our reforms, and it will probably turn out to be a waste of time. But I think that someone that represents the interests of the people need to be in the room.
So is this an attempt by Mayor Lightfoot to diffuse the demand for CPAC?
It could be very well. And it could be due to the fact that she's paying out so many millions of dollars, and the pressure is squeezing on her, and she realizes that it has to be some reforms. But definitely, all politicians, except a few, has attacked CPAC and its agenda due to the fact that it takes their hands out of the decision making. And that's the way it should be if it's going to be independent. How does it look like the city investigating the city? We already know that that's going to be a flawed investigation. The results is not going to reflect the integrity of the people. And to just be frankly honest with you, I think people saw all around this country just how abusive police officers are. Why would you be coming out with nightsticks to engage protesters? Now, they can use the fact that there was some looting by a few people, but that still does not give them the jurisdiction to beat whole crowds, beat the Chicago Police Board president, to literally terrorize him with nightsticks. And, you know, of course, he's going to remain silent, relevant to what took place with him. But I think that it's very important for the community to point out that if they whoop him up, then they will show no disregard in whooping them up and keeping the same old practices intact.
So the cops have a code of silence, even if one is or many are inclined to speak up against abuses. We know that they take their lives at risk. We also know that the city council and the mayor have spent decades with the power and have failed miserably to this point.
Yes.
There's no reason to expect that it'll do any better because of the political influences.
It will not do any better. You know, just realistically, you're right, 100% right. But I believe that it's very important for ears that look like us to be in the room to at least sound the red flags, if there is any red flags to be sound. We already know that this is a political process, and anything that has been dealt politically has come with an impact against the people.
Right. And so you're going to hold to your commitment to speak truth to power?
Yes, and I will bring these points out to the people. As I see where there's red flags, I'm going to bring it to the people and be transparent to them, realizing that government don't have my back. So I have to go to the people who has my back. I have to go to the people and in my community and do the best that I can do to try to reform this excessive force policy, to have some identity of what it should look like to represent and to protect us. Not only us, but cops as well. It has to go both ways. And I think that if you go both ways, then eventually, it may not be today, but eventually some officers will start to swing over.
Okay, you want to say your name?
Mark Clements. I am a Chicago police torture survivor who served 28 years of a natural life sentence, released in August of 2009.
And now you're affiliated with the torture.
Chicago Torture Justice Center.
Okay.
And, you know, what we're trying to do primarily is to free all torture survivors, as well as Guevara victims, as well as anyone that's sitting behind those prison walls and should not be.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The march has circled around.